Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Spring is here and summer is right around the corner, and you want to be ready for bathing suit season. Now there's a quick weight loss method that's guaranteed to work. It's called the FIT, F-I-T. That stands for finger in throat. There's no meal plan, no sweaty workout DVD. You just eat your normal diet and then implement the finger in throat FIT plan and tickle the uvula at the back of your throat until you hurl. You don't have to count calories because there are no calories. Simply follow the FIT plan after every meal and watch the weight melt off. It's a great workout for your abdominal muscles too. You'll be wearing your skinny jeans in no time and showing off your rib cage before you know it. Get FIT today. New from Scarf and Barf Training.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. As a matter of fact, welcome to the KGO podcast series. The next generation of KGO is on. So, talking about working out, one of my least favorite things in the whole wide world. Yeah, I'm not down with the finger down the throat diet, but I will tell you this. This is from Female First. So, 10 reasons for not working out. Well, a bad day at work. The gym is too intimidating. No one to work out with. The gym is too busy. Oh, I used to hate that. Well, actually, you know, the thing about the busy gym is at least you find yourself competing with the other gym rats, right? So I think you exercise a little bit more. More Drexercise, please. Except not for me. Bad weather. Well, that's a piss poor excuse. You're too tired. Well, you're not motivated. Actually, that's 2 and 3. And number one is no time. There's never any good time to go to the gym. I'm sorry. But I will tell you this. We're going to roll through a lot of stupid news tonight because. Now, probably you want to go to the gym because you want to attract people on online dating, right? I can imagine that you would. So check this out. This is from CNN. Whether or not somebody swipes right on you, Tinder usually comes down to a matter of seconds. That's right. Like left or right, boom, boom. That's all you get. And Tinder usually comes down to just a matter of seconds. And they glance at your picture. They make an instant judgment and swipe. So you'd better make that picture count. So this new study out of Princeton, yes, apparently they have nothing better to do, found the best pose for getting dates. And here's the trick. You have to spread yourself out. Yes, spread yourself thin. Or, if you don't go to the gym, spread yourself fat. Spread yourself big. The researchers found that people who had pictures where they held their arms out to the sides or put their feet on a desk and leaned back while their hands were behind their head had more success than people who crossed their arms or kept their arms tight. Well, now just think about this. Let's do the math. So if you have your arms crossed, well, that's a defensive position, right? And if you have your arms down tight, well, you look like a freaking robot, for Christ's sake. Okay, so get this. It's put your feet up on the desk, pose casually, look nice, smile, spreadicate that love, and it'll help. Give it a shot. What do you have to lose? Everything. All right. I've got, let me see here. Oh, this is fun. Now, again, none of this makes any sense because I'm just continuing to roll through stupid news that I've collected throughout the day. So this is a lot of fun. Two cops recently came up with a list of the best ways to get out of a ticket if you're ever pulled over. And we've seen some of these before, like don't argue, know where your registration is, but here are a few that you might not think about. Number one, put on your turn signal as soon as possible. Even if there's nowhere to pull over, that way they know you're at least trying. I mean, like when I'm up on 580 or 280 or wherever the hell I am, and a cop trying to pull you over, where the hell do they want you to go? So, but even if they turn their lights on and siren on, it means they think, they'll think it's a good place to stop. So when they do that, then you're supposed to pull over. So if you get the lights and the siren, and I think they scream at you, don't they? It's been a while since I've been pulled over. And then kiss up to them before they go to your car and run your information. I don't know what that means, but that's usually when they decide whether or not you're going to get a ticket. And once they write one, they can't take it back. I've heard that before. So writing a ticket and then ripping it up, that only happens in the movies. Another idea is don't be short with them. You know, but don't talk much either. They might get suspicious. And if you give, a one-word answer to every single question, well, they might just find that annoying. As if, same thing as if you're rambling too much. Yes, just exactly what are you on? And where'd you get it? And then number four, try to make them laugh. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm not going to try to make a cop laugh. I mean, unless he's laughing with me or at me or something stupid, which sounds a little risky, but apparently it works. We're assuming a bad joke has the opposite effect, though, so don't force that. Save your jokes for the office. And then mentioning that you know a cop does sometimes work. But, I mean, isn't that walking down that very fine line of bribery? So if you can work it into the conversation, go for it. Or if you were in the military or someone in your family you might want to mention that too. I'll never forget. Last time I was pulled over several years ago. I had a Porsche, and Sharon and I were going to church, and there was this moron who was driving like 20 miles an hour, and I couldn't pass him because there was another moron on the other side doing 30 miles an hour, and the speed limit was 55. So, as soon as there was enough space between these two idiots, I had a Porsche. So what did I do? I punched it. And then as soon as I punched it, I came around the corner and I saw the cop sitting at the fast food restaurant. So you know what I did? He just looked at me and pointed at me. I just pulled right in. And then I said to Sharon, I said, "Oh, get the Bible out. Get the Bible out. Sit it on your lap." And sure enough, he came over and he said to me, he says, "Do you know how fast you were going?" No, because it's a Porsche and I punched it. I don't know how fast you can go in two or three car lengths. I would imagine pretty fast. He says, "Well, you were going 25 miles over the speed limit, but I'm going to write you a ticket since you are going to church and you did pull over in the correct manner. I'm going to cut your brake and write you a ticket for 24 miles an hour." I said, "Well, what's the difference?" 25 miles per hour over the limit means you are guilty of reckless driving and they impound your car. Thank Lord. Thank the Lord and thank Sharon for that Bible. Thank you, Jesus. What would Jesus do? Wouldn't have given me the ticket. Well, I guess I deserved it. And then, oh, you love this. And then, of course, the moron in the van's like flipping me off. He purposely slowed down because he saw me pull in. And he's like, ha. Thought he was funny. By the way, 75% of people think they're funny. This is according to PR Newswire. I'm not sure what percentage of people actually are funny, but I guarantee it's less than the percentage of people who think they are funny for sure. I, of course, am actually funny. But don't fact check that, all right? A new survey found that 75% of the people think they're funny. That's 3 out of every 4 people, which seems way too high. Here's some more results from the survey. 95% of people like making people laugh. Who are the 6% who don't? Who are these people? These are the sticks in the mud that you work with. You know what I'm saying, G? I mean, come on. People who like practical jokes and, quote, bathroom humor are the most likely to have a lot of close friends. Don't you know that? Yeah, these are the people who hang out at the bar, tell their dirty jokes, their bathroom humor, and ha ha ha, everybody loves them. Yeah, see, you got to be part of that. I mean, you're missing out on that stuff if you don't do it. Sarcastic and self-deprecating people are the least likely to have a lot of close friends. You know, and that's really strange because I think that a lot of comedians think, and show business people think that being self-deprecating is a positive thing. But actually, it's not. Not if you want friends. And by the way, women are more likely to say they love comedy movies than men. Yes, comedy movies. Comedies. 26% of the women say comedies are their favorite type of movie versus 21% of the men. And finally, 30% of all people are afraid of clowns. What does that have to do with any of this? A third of us are afraid of clowns. Yes. Yes. I'm from Chicago. You know that clown guy who chop people up and put them in his backyard. Okay, let's move along. That's enough of that. Comedies. Is it a romantic comedy? I mean, that wasn't mentioned with the women. I mean, are we talking about romantic comedies? I'm not sure. But let's talk about sex, baby. No one wants to have sex with an adult virgin, especially other adult virgins. We're not here to judge any adult virgin. Well, maybe I am. I'm not sure. At least not out loud. Apparently, everyone's judging them silently, especially other adult virgins. Now, I'm not quite sure who talks about these things. If you are an adult and do you go around the office or wherever you work, whatever you do, do you run around and tell your business partners, your colleagues that, hey, I'm a virgin? What the hell? Well, here we go. Here are some of the results from this new study. Check them out. 90% of people lose their virginity by age 24. What have you been waiting for? That's way too long. That number should be lower, don't you think? 24? Come on, man. People are less likely to want to have sex with a virgin than someone who's experienced. In other words, once you're an adult, you don't want to be someone's first. Well, true dat. Because guess what goes along with that? That forever obligation that you were the very first person. Haven't you ever been in that awkward situation where, you know, someone says, well, I'm a virgin. And you're like, oh, no, not me, please, not me. No. Let's just fool around, but let's not do that. No. Because they'll never forget you. And if you screw it up or you do something wrong or you talk about it to someone, they'll never forgive you. They'll come after you with an axe. No. Okay, adult virgins are even less likely to want to have sex than another virgin. They really want someone more experienced for the first time. That makes sense. But are you going to tell them? That's the thing. I think you have to lie. I mean, again, if you're an adult, do you say to another adult, hey, I'm a virgin and this is my first time? Probably not. So if you're an adult who's never had sex, who does want you? Someone younger. People under 26 are the most likely to say they're cool with being with someone's first. Well, that kind of makes sense to me, I suppose. What do you think? All right, more stupid news, please. You know, ghosting's a big thing now. Speaking of that virgin thing, when things don't go right, breaking up with someone is no fun, especially if that virgin thing came into play. Or at least it shouldn't be unless you're a sadist. Which is why this trend makes so much sense. A new survey found that 78% of people between 18 and 33 have had someone dump them by just disappearing, meaning the person suddenly stopped returning their texts, ghosts. Well, they're ghosting you. I mean, come on, that's what this is. Calls and other messages. And then that was the end. And that is the end. So stop ghosting people. We know what you're up to. Just text them and say goodbye. All right, thank you very much for listening to this edition of the Drex podcast series on the next generation of KGO 810.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.